doesn't work. There we go. All right. Shabbat shalom, wherever you are. May the peace of the Sabbath be upon you. Welcome. Please take a seat at my Shabbos table and join with me in welcoming the Shabbos bride. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Shehekianu vekiyamahanu vehegianu lazman haseh. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and brought us to this season. Amen. Ve'amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam matir yisurim. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has made the forbidden things permissible. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Baruch Sheim Kevad Melkato Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Amen. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yea, you shall love your neighbor as you love your own soul. You shall guard him as you guard the pupil of your own eye. Amen. Now, short musical interlude, Hamavda, Pharaoh's daughter. Let me see who the artist is of that. 1 second. That was Eshet Hayil by Nomi, N-O-M-I. She's an Israeli singer. And I tried to get an album or a CD by her because her voice is so beautiful. But I haven't succeeded yet in finding one by her. I know she has some CDs out, but they seem to be all over in Israel. And for whatever reason, I couldn't find them available here. So it's Nomi, N as in Naomi, O-M-I, N-O-M-I. Good, I'm glad you liked it. All right. today is Shabbat Shekalim, the beginning of the season in which the shekels are gathered up for the use of the service of the tabernacle. And so our readings are out of Exodus, at the very end of Exodus. In fact, this parshat ends the book of Exodus, and we go into Vayikra this next week, this upcoming week. And so I will do some reading out of Exodus regarding the building, the commissioning by God, Yahweh, of Moses to build a tabernacle, a tent of meeting, as he called it. Excuse me. Starting with Exodus 30:11, going through 30:16. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "When you take the census of the people of Israel, according to their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to the Lord. When you count them, that there should be no plague among them when you count them. This they shall give, every one who passes among those who are counted, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. A half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Everyone who passes among those who are counted from 20 years old and above shall give an offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they give an offering to the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And you shall take the atonement money of the people of Israel and shall appoint it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a memorial to the people of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls." Amen. Our next piece of music is Hodu La Adonai.
Kileolam pastor. הנה עולם חסדו, נחלה לישראל עבדו. כי לעולם חסדו, כי לעולם חסדו. נותן לכם לאכול בשר, כי לעולם חסדו. הודו לאל השמיים, כי לעולם חסדו.
Now for our Torah reading, this is Parshat Pekudei. I'm going to read excerpts from a quite lengthy reading, Exodus 38, verse 21 through 40, verse 38. Beginning with Exodus 38, 21. This is the sum of the things of the tabernacle of testimony as it was counted, according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron the priest, and Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a skillful workman and an embroiderer in blue and in purple and in scarlet and fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work, in all the work of the holy place, the gold of the offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of those who were counted of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A bekah for every man, that is, half a shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for every one who went to be counted, from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. And of the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary, and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 1,775 shekels he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid their capitals, and bound them. And the bronze of the offering was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. And I'm just going to make a comment here. What this is an accounting. It's like books of account. This is about transparency in government. The lesson of Musar here is, the ethical lesson, is a lesson in transparency, because, first of all, Moses established a census on the heads, through God's command, a census on the heads for every man of the company of Israel, of the years of 20 years of age or over, to give a bekah, a half talent. And so there was this tax. And so now what we're reading is the bookkeeping entries for the tax. Okay, that part being done, now it goes on. Exodus 39:32. This was all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. Thus was all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting finished. And the people of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So did they. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent, and all his furniture, his clasps, his boards, his bars, and his pillars, and his sockets, and the covering of ram skins dyed red, and the covering of goat skins, and the veil of the covering, the ark of the testimony and its poles, and the covering, the table and all its utensils, and the bread of display, the pure lampstand with its lamps, with the lamps to be set in order, and all its utensils, and the oil for light, and the golden altar and the anointing oil and the incense of spices and the screen for the tabernacle door, the bronze altar and its grating of bronze, its poles and all its utensils, the basin and its pedestal, the hangings of the court, its pillars and its sockets, and the screen for the court gate, its cords and its pins, and all the utensils of the service of the tabernacle for the tent of meeting. Excuse me. The uniforms of service to do service in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and his son's garments to minister in the priest's office, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So the people of Israel made all the work. And Moses looked upon all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded. So had they done it, and Moses blessed them. And so, as a commentary on this, I want to say that, so first of all, in the first reading, we have Yahweh telling Moses to levy a tax upon the people, and how much the tax shall be, and upon whom of the company of Israel it shall be levied. In the second reading, we have an accounting of how much gold, silver, bronze was raised. So there's the accounting of how much was raised as a result of the tax. And now in this passage, we have an accounting of what all of that money was raised and how it was spent. This is what it purchased. This is what it was used to make. Literally converted the metal, literally hammered out by these fantastic artisans to make different parts of the temple and the altar and parts of the priest uniforms of Aaron and his sons. Okay, now we go on. Exodus 39:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "On the first day of the first month shall you set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. And you shall put it in the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with the veil. And you shall bring in the table, and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And you shall bring in the lampstands, and light its lamps. And you shall set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of testimony, and put the screen of the door to the tabernacle. And you shall set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. And you shall set the basin between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shall put water in it. And you shall set up the court around it, and hang up the screen at the court gate. And you shall take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that is in it, and shall consecrate it, and all its utensils, and it shall be holy. And you shall anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all its utensils, and sanctify the altar. And it shall be an altar most holy. And you shall anoint the basin and its pedestal, and sanctify it. And you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tent of meeting, and wash them with water. And you shall put upon Aaron the holy garments, and anoint him, and sanctify him, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. And you shall bring his sons, and dress them with coats. And you shall anoint them, as you did anoint their father, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations." Thus did Moses, according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. And now a comment on this section. Thus did Moses, according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. This is the formula that we see repeated in the previous section. It was, "And thus did the people of Israel, so did they." And what's going on here is we have God providing for the creation of his sacred house, his beit, his home among the people of Israel as they journeyed through the wilderness, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, the sacred tabernacle. God designs it and plans it, gives it to Moses to raise the money so all of the people, all of them, from the poor to the rich, contribute the same portion of money to provide for this, the materials and money to provide for this holy house for the Lord. And then the artisans that were chosen by Moses are the ones who actually do the converting of the raw materials into the finished furniture and parts of the temple, of the tabernacle. And now And then it says in the last section, and they brought all these things that were made to Moses. They didn't put it together. They brought them to Moses. Moses inspected them and found that they had been made according to the instructions of the Lord and blessed them. And now in this section that we just read, we have the Lord God telling Moses when to set up the tent of meeting in the first day of the first month. And we are now celebrating this time. This is Rosh HaKodesh, the head of the month. The first day of the month happens to be that this is a leap year, so it's a Adar 2. It's the 13th month added to allow the calendar to catch up with the lunar cycle. But notice that in this section it says, and you. So now these are the things that Moses has to do. Moses has to erect the tabernacle. He has to put all of these pieces of furniture together and put them in the right places. And he has to consecrate them and bless them. And then he has to even bless and ordain the sons of Aaron. I believe he previously blessed, previously ordained the high priest. But he, the high priest, Aaron, didn't do this. This is still Moses' job up until this point, till this is done. All right, now the last section that we have here continues on with, it's 40, excuse me, Exodus chapter 40, and I left off at verse 16, so 17. And it came to pass in the first month in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle, and this is by reckoning of days into the wilderness, time in the wilderness, okay, that the tabernacle was erected. And Moses erected the tabernacle, and fastened his sockets, and set up its boards, and put in its bars, and erected its pillars. And he spread the tent over the tabernacle, and put the covering of the tent above it, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he took and put the testimony into the ark, and set the poles on the ark, and put the covering above the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, and set up the veil of the covering, and covered the ark of the testimony, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he put the table in the tent of meeting, upon the side of the tabernacle northward, outside the veil. And he set the bread in order upon it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he put the lampstand in the tent of the meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle. And he lighted the lamps before the Lord as the Lord commanded Moses. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the meeting before the veil. And he burned sweet incense on it as the Lord commanded Moses. And he set up the screen at the door of the tabernacle. And he put the altar of burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the meeting, and offered upon it the burnt offering and the meal offering, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he set the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar, and put water there for washing. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet there. And when they went into the tent of meeting, and when they came near to the altar, they washed, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he erected the court around the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. And now comes the moment, the great and glorious moment that we're all waiting for. This is some of my commentary again. When the Shekinah comes down for the first time and occupies the tabernacle. Verse 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of meeting because the cloud abode on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys. Baruch Hashem, Omein Ve'Omein. This concludes our reading for the day. And now we'll have a short musical interlude to think that over, and then when we return, I will have a very short reading from Rebbe Nachman of Breslov concerning an interpretation of what we've been listening to, what we've been reading here together at this time. This next song is called Birkat Havdalah.
Thank you.
in the words of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, every single prayer that each one prays is a limb of the Shekinah. All of the limbs and components of the sanctuary are limbs of the Shekinah. And not one Israelite has the power to put all the limbs and parts together, each one in its proper place, except for Moses alone. For this reason, it is necessary to bind all our prayers to the Tzaddik of the generation, as it is written, "And they brought the sanctuary to Moses," quoting Exodus 39:33. And the Tzaddik knows how to put the parts together to make a complete structure, as it says there, "And Moses erected the sanctuary," citing Exodus 40:18. It seems as if every day we are crying out to God, yet we are not saved. And some of our people, the children of Israel, err in their hearts, thinking that all the prayers are in vain. But in truth, the Tzaddikim in every generation take all the prayers and lift them up, putting each component and each limb into its proper place, building the structure of the Shekinah little by little, until finally the entire structure will be complete. And then Mashiach will come and finish everything. A few comments on this by me is that I'm struck by is that Moses is the prototype of the Messiah. He's the first redeemer. He was sent by God to redeem the children of Jacob from Israel, or excuse me, from Egypt, Mitzrayim, to take them out of the iron furnace where they were being sorely afflicted and oppressed as slaves, and to lead them forth to his holy mountain, God's holy mountain, and where they would then receive the divine covenant with God and become not just a people, not just a tribe, but a nation. And indeed his favored nation, his nation of priests, his priestly nation, to be a light unto the rest of the nations. And so it was Moses who was the first redeemer. And it was Moses who was chosen to put together all of the parts of the holy sanctuary, the place where God can reside while the people were wandering in the wilderness. We are the people who are in the wilderness. We are in exile even now as we speak. We are in exile. Our souls have come down from the heavenly spheres, the heavenly worlds, and have come into this coarse world, this lower world, just above the level of the abyss, where time and strain and suffering take their toll upon us. But he sent down with us the Shekinah, and he had Moses build a portable sanctuary, a place where the people could come to go and meet with God. But again, once again, who did the meeting? The Tzaddik, the intermediary. Moses is the first Tzaddik, the first spiritual leader, the first holy man in the Bible, who's a representative of the people, who stands as a shaliach, a substitute, a stand-in for the people between God's justice and seeking God's. He stands between the people's guilt and God's justice, and he seeks God's mercy and compassion for his people. And this is the function of Moses, the first Tzaddik. And every Tzaddik after Moshe has that same function, because when Moses did what he did that's in this part of Exodus, he was acting in the capacity of an earthly Isod, which is of course the ninth Sephirah in the Etz Chaim, the tree of life, which is known as foundation. Why? Foundation or footstool of the Lord's throne, which is in the world of Berea. But it's also known, Isod is also known as Tzaddik, as Tzaddik. And that is the function of the Tzaddik, to take all of the separate prayers of the people and to take them and unify them into one one refined, beautiful prayer, which is to say, to restore all the limbs of the Shekinah, to reunify those limbs, and to restore the Shekinah to her condition of wholeness, because she is scattered in the world, a piece of her in every one of us. The community of Israel is the body, and the Shekinah is the soul of that body. And she is scattered throughout the world in each one of the children of Israel. And the Tzaddik takes all of their prayers, and indeed in another reading that I can't cite at the moment, we're told that the Shekinah says, "I am prayer. I am prayer." And so all of the prayers of the people individually do not nearly as much good as when those prayers are joined together, placed into the hands and the mind and the heart of the Tzaddik, who alone, like Moses, knows how to join them together in their proper order and position. And then they become, under his intercession, his intermediation, they become the restored Shekinah. And then he lifts her up to heaven to take her before her groom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And then she becomes a living prayer as an offering to the Holy Groom, the Holy One, blessed be He. Amen, v'amen. Heavenly Father, we ask You today that for all of those who are here, for all of those who are not here but are here in their hearts, for all of those who may hear this later on in the form of a recording on our website, we ask You to sanctify their prayers for relief from pain. We ask You to sanctify those prayers and to bring them unto me or unto any other tzaddik that they may be aware of, and to place those prayers in the care of that tzaddik, and let that tzaddik lift those prayers up in the form of the restored Shekinah and offer them as a living sacrifice, as a living gift to the Holy One, blessed be He. We ask especially for our sister Devorah, whose elbow is injured and it's not healing the way it should heal according to the physicians. We pray that Your grace, Your loving kindness, Your endurance, Your wisdom will enter into her and will cure the problem, the physical problems with her elbow, so that she may not have to undergo surgery. We ask for this from You. This is a petition from us to You, and we ask that You grant our petition. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen, v'amen. All right. One more short song, and then we will get to the Kiddush for Erev Shabbat. This is Veshamru, 2 minutes 44 seconds, not very long. As soon as I get it queued up and switch over the recording source.
Thank you.
Now we shall recite the Kaddish for Erev Shabbat. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker, Yom HaShishi, Vaykalu, HaShemayim, VeHaaretz, VeKol, Tzava'am. Vaykal Elohim, Bayom HaShavei, Malakto, Asher, Asa. Vayishbat Bayom HaShavei, Mikol Malakto Asher Asa. Vayivarek Elohim et Yom HaShavei, Vaykadesh Otoki, Vo Shavat Mikol Malakto Asher, Bara Elohim Laasot. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Savri maranan ve rabbanan ve rabbatai. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, barei bari hagafen. By your leave, distinguished gentlemen, masters, and teachers, blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. And we respond together, Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu, be'mitzvotai v'ratzavanu, ve'shabbat kodshu be'ahava, uv'ratzon hinshalanu, zikaron le'ma'aseh ve'rishit. Kihu yom techela le'makara'ei kodesh, zeker litziyat mitzrayim, kivanu v'harta ve'atanu kedashta mikol ha'amim, Veshabbat Kodeshika Be'ahava Uvratzon Hinkeltanu Baruch atah Adonai Mekadash HaShabbat. And we respond together, Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and was pleased with us and his holy Sabbath in love and in favor. He gave us a heritage, a memorial of the work of creation. For it is the day beginning for holy convocations, a memorial of the Exodus from Egypt. For you chose us and sanctified us from all the nations, and your holy Sabbath with love and favor you gave us a heritage. Blessed are you, Lord our God, who sanctifies the Sabbath. And we respond, Amen. After this blessing is recited, it is customary to give each person present some wine from the Kiddush cup, which I shall now do, and this would be the time for you also to pour some wine. And then after we have poured the wine, we raise our glasses and toast, and we make a toast. L'chaim, to life. Baruch Hashem, and now for the breaking of bread together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam ha'motzi lachem min ha'aretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth. And we respond, Amen. And then we break, each of us breaks a piece of bread off the challah bread, or it doesn't matter, it can be any bread. This is all just ritualistic symbolism. It's the thought behind it, the kavana, the intention that is important. We are sharing in the wine and the bread that God has given to us in remembrance of all that He has done for us. And we will have a short musical interlude, and then actually I will just go ahead and begin playing music now, and if anyone here has any music that they would like to play, they can do so, and we will enter into a communion, one among each other, a fellowship, as it were, in which we can chat by text. All right, so I'll go ahead and set it up, get some music going, and then we can chat.
Yedid nefesh av harachaman meshochav.